Hey guys, it's Justin here with Fox English Learning. I'm super, 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 super excited about this lesson, which is going to be an English test and an English lesson with one of my best friends, Patrick. You guys are going to get to learn more about me, get to learn about Patrick, and you're going to improve your English. But as you guys know, all my lessons are free. That's because I get them sponsored. So sit back, relax, enjoy this quick sponsor, and we'll get into this English lesson for today. Hey, you guys, it's Justin here with Fox English Learning. And in this English lesson, we're going to actually test your English to see some knowledge of where you are, have some fun. And also, I have one of my good friends with me, Patrick.
Hey, what's up?
Patrick, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Okay.
From the U.S. I am a plumber by trade. So I am the guy that goes in and puts in all the pipes in your house. That way you can wash your hands, use the restroom or the bathroom. I go to Silverdale Baptist Church, and I am 22 years old.
Awesome. So it's important what he does, because here in America, if your toilet's not working right, a lot of stuff in your house is not going to work right. It's not going to be a good smell. So awesome that Patrick does that. Also, if you're watching this live or watching the replay, I would love to know where you guys are from. So comment below where you're from and let us know. It'd be super cool to see that. Patrick, where have you been overseas, man?
So I've been to Mexico, but I've also been to Slovakia, which is in Eastern Europe. And I went over there for a missions trip.
Awesome. Awesome. So Patrick, what is missions, if you had to explain that to somebody?
Okay. So missions trip. So I'm a believer and follower of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
And as a believer and follower, he commands us to go and tell people about him. So I went overseas to Slovakia to kind of teach them English, but also to share Jesus with them.
Super, super dope. And Caleb, what's up, man? Sorry, I think it says Kalex, and we have some other names I can't pronounce. I think we have Wayo. What's going on? Thanks for joining us on this lesson. So I wanted to ask you guys, don't forget to comment where you're from in the comment section. I see we have some people from Cambodia. That's super cool. And from Laos. That's super awesome. That's where kind of the majority of my students are from. And Patrick, if you could go to one place in the world, where would it be?
Man, that is hard, but I would have to say either Germany or Ireland. I think that would be really, really cool.
Why Germany or Ireland?
So a lot of my ancestors are from Germany, but also Ireland, it just looks really cool. So I think that would be awesome to see.
That's super awesome. And if you guys want to comment below, if you could go one place in the world, where would it be? That would be super cool. If I could go one place, it would definitely be somewhere in Asia. I've been to China and got to see the Great Wall, but I definitely want to go to see Vietnam. It's a super good place I want to see. And Thailand. I love Asian culture, so that's kind of where I want to travel, where I want to see. So awesome for the feedback so far, guys. It's super, super great. So in this lesson, we're actually going to pop some questions up on the screen to have you guys answer, and we'll kind of teach through it. So Patrick is not a teacher himself, but he is learning how to teach. He's taught in different scenarios, like on mission trips and stuff like that. So he knows how to teach, but he's never taught English to anybody. So as we're teaching you English, he's also going to learn how to teach, which is super cool. He's a fun guy. And I was talking to you guys a few weeks ago about how to understand native speakers. And you can tell we kind of have different kind of sounds to our voices. And that's what you'll notice a lot. There's different contexts to where people are from, and they speak different. They have a different accent, but it's still the same language. You just got to learn how to navigate through the accents. So there's going to be five questions for you guys we're going to ask. They're going to pop up on the screen, and then we'll see how you guys do. So let's get this first question up, and I'm actually going to let Patrick read this question. Or do you want me to read it?
I'll read it. Nobody
do it. Cool, cool.
All right. So the baby boy, I can't see that. I'm sorry. The baby boy saw blank in the mirror and started to cry. Is it itself, himself, or herself?
So comment below what you think that is. Is it itself, himself, or herself? And awesome. I see some more people from Cambodia and from Laos. Super awesome. So the question, the baby boy saw blank in the mirror and started to cry. Is it itself, herself, or himself? What do you guys think? And awesome. I saw some cool comments, but the answer is himself. So the baby boy saw himself in the mirror and started to cry. Patrick, why would it be himself?
The reason why it's himself is because it says the word boy. It gives a gender specific. Herself and girl are in the same like family group, sort of.
What if it just said the baby?
It would have to be itself because there's no gender specific noun.
Awesome. And I see two answers. Two people say himself. So good job. That already shows that you saw the baby boy and exactly knew to put himself in that. So great job on that one. Let's actually give me just a second. And we're going to move on to the next question to get you guys to answer this. And remember, there's five questions, and that's what's going to make it super fun for us because that's a good amount to kind of see where you are in learning English. So the next question, let's get this one up here. So a lot of trains blank late today due to the heavy storms. So a lot of trains blank late today due to the heavy storms. Is it a lot of trains are run late today due to the heavy storms? A lot of trains run late today due to the heavy storms? Or is it a lot of trains are running late today due to the storms? What do you guys think? We'll give you a few seconds to think on that. If you know the answer, comment below. If you don't, it is okay. Give you a few seconds. I'll even read the question one more time. A lot of trains blank late today due to the heavy storms. What do you guys think that one is? Patrick, what's the correct answer for this one?
The correct answer is are running.
Okay, so why would you put are in there, Patrick?
Are is the plural form. So is the singular and are is the plural. So in this, it says trains and trains is plural. So you have to put are in there in order for it to make sense.
Why would it be are running and not are run?
Because running is the active form of run. So you have trains that are running late. Run would be past. No, I'm not even going to comment on that.
You're fine. So it would be are running because it's the active sense of what is going on right now. So it's a lot of trains, which is plural. So it would be are and not is. If it said the train, it would be is because that's one single train. But because it says a lot of trains, which is multiple, we know to put R right there. But it also would not be run because that's not active. That's just another form of the word. But it's they are running late right now. So it wants to be the active form of it, are running. So that's how that one breaks down. And you guys see how much he knows and he's never taught English. It's super awesome because he knows it up here. He's learning how to explain it to you guys, like you guys from Cambodia or from Laos. You could actually teach speakers or teach people from other countries how to speak your language just because you know it so well and you guys are an expert in that language. So let's get to the next question. Pop this one up really fast. Blank was a strong wind last night. Blank was a strong wind last night. I hope you guys are enjoying this English lesson. I'm about to answer the question that we're trying to figure out. Just want to let you know, we have another quick sponsor. This continues to allow me to teach English for free. So listen to this really quick, guys. It's pretty cool. And we'll finish up this English lesson. Would it be there was a strong wind last night? Would it be here was a strong wind last night? Or would it be this was a strong wind last night? And also somebody just said they're from Laos. That's super awesome. Cambodia and Laos are two places that me and Patrick are going to try to visit together one day. It would be super awesome to come there, teach English, and get to have some fun and meet some of you guys. So what do you guys think the answer to this one is? Is blank was a strong wind last night? Is it there, here, or this? Somebody just commented the correct answer, and it is there. There was a strong wind last night. If you said here, that would just sound really weird. It wouldn't be correct. If you said this, it's the same thing. It does not go there. So the correct answer for that one was what, Patrick?
There.
Super, super awesome. So Patrick, Let's see. Let's ask you another question.
Yes, sir.
To get it going, man. What is your biggest fear?
Oh, my biggest fear. That is a hard one. I would have to say drowning. I know it's kind of intense or it's kind of serious, but absolutely crazy idea of happening.
Why is it drowning? Why would your biggest fear be drowning? That's interesting. I did not know that.
Honestly, I love water, but the idea of just being enclosed by it kind of freaks me out.
I get that. My biggest fear would actually be an airplane crash. And the reason that's my biggest fear is because you're just waiting to die. You're literally just flying down and you know, I'm about to die. You're so high up, you have no control over it, and it freaks me out. Growing up, my biggest fear was heights, but now I'm not as scared of heights, but I'm scared of dying from those heights. So that's a fear of mine. If you guys have a biggest fear, comment it below. That would be awesome. Doesn't matter whether it's on the YouTube replay or the Facebook Live English lesson, comment below what your biggest fear is. And I see you guys comment some more. The correct answer was there on the last one. Super, super good job. So here's the next question. This one's fun. And I hope you guys are doing this to keep your teeth clean. So, Patrick, I'll let you read that one.
Yes, sir. You blank clean your teeth twice a day to avoid having problems. Is it should, need, or will? So I'll repeat the question again. You blank clean your teeth twice a day to avoid having problems. Is it should, need, or will?
And I hope you guys are doing this. I haven't done this my whole life. My wife has helped me do this to make sure I brush my teeth in the morning and at night and even sometimes in the afternoon. People don't like smelly breath and you don't want ugly teeth. So that's my goal, is to keep my breath smelling good and to keep my teeth looking good. So that's a thing. So is the correct answer should, need, or will? And somebody just commented the correct answer. It is should. You should clean your teeth twice a day to avoid having problems. Some of you guys have got almost every question right. So good job. I hope you're surprising yourself on how good you are at English. And here's the thing. As you're seeing us ask these questions, say it out loud. Read it out loud to yourself. Listen to how we say it so that you can improve your English. It's one thing to just know, okay, should go there. Should go there. That's funny to say. But it's another thing to be able to pronounce that and say it correctly. Now, the thing is, the other answer was need. Need would work if you put a, what was it, a preposition?
It is a preposition.
And what was the preposition?
To.
So if you put you need to clean your teeth twice a day to avoid having problems, that one would actually work. And the more you learn English, the more you would see that and be like, okay, I could actually make that word work. But just make sure you're reading these things out loud and saying it.
And the preposition that the word to, so there's multiple forms of the word to. You have T-O, T-O-O, yeah. And T-W-O. The correct one that you would use is T-O. That is the preposition form.
Patrick, that's really good. I told you guys, he's never taught English, but listen, he's a better teacher than me, I think. So I'm definitely going to have him on some more videos to help us. It's just more fun for you guys to see other teachers and also to get to interact with other native speakers. And then somebody else commented should. Again, I don't think anyone got that question wrong. So really good job. And this is the last question we're going to have. And after, I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit more, but I want to ask you guys this last question. And make sure you comment how many you got correct. Even if you didn't put a comment on there, if you thought an answer and you got it right or got it wrong, let us know how many. Did you get 4 right? Did you get 3? Did you get 1? Or some of you guys are even awesome and got all 5 right. Let us know so we can see how you're doing. And also, if you have any questions about any of the words, about anything we said that even wasn't a part of the test, let us know and we'll explain it for you guys in a later podcast or a lesson, or even we may just message you back and let you know how to do it. So let's get to this last question. And this one actually has to do with some fears. So let's read this one. So the children thought they were blank when they saw the bull. This may be your biggest fear. You may have a fear of getting attacked by a bull. I don't see bulls that often. He may see them more than me. So I don't have a fear of getting killed by a bull. I don't want to, but I don't see bulls. So I don't know if it happens. So The children thought they were blank when they saw the bull. Is it the children thought they were in danger when they saw the bull? Is it the children thought they were in a danger when they saw the bull? Or is it the children thought they were in the danger when they saw the bull? I'll let you guys have a few minutes, or actually not, a few seconds to think about that. And I actually wanted to read it so you can hear how it sounds. So is it the children thought they were in danger when they saw the bull? Is it the children thought they were in a danger when they saw the bull? Or is it the children thought they were in the danger when they saw the bull? Two people have already commented the correct answer. Patrick, what's the correct one?
The correct one is in danger.
So how would that sentence sound?
So the sentence would sound like this. The children thought they were in danger when they saw the bull.
Really, really good. So it wouldn't be in a danger, because that's just not a correct way to say that. The danger is not a specific thing. There's all kinds of things that can happen if you get attacked by a bull. It can hit you. It can run over you. So it's not a specific danger. So you wouldn't say a danger, or you wouldn't say in the danger, because the danger, again, it's not a specific kind of thing. It's in danger in general. They can get ran over. They can get, I don't think they can bite you. Bulls can't bite. They might bite you. I don't know. I'm not having interacted with bulls, but they do have horns. They can hit you. They can fall on top of you. So they're in all kinds of danger, not just a specific the danger. So somebody actually even wrote the whole sentence. That's awesome. But make sure you guys are saying this out loud, even if it's uncomfortable, even if you feel like I sound like a fool. You don't. And who cares if you do? Because you learning English is for you, and it's to pass it on to other people. So if other people make fun of you, who cares if they make fun of you? You have a goal. You have a vision of why you want to learn English. It may be for your family. It may be for a job. It may be to teach someone else. It may be to get in a better situation in life. So you have to stop caring what other people think. And it's a phrase I love, and it's called attack the flinch. So a lot of times in life, I had a lot of nervousness. I would be nervous when I was playing basketball or speaking in front of people, or even doing a video like this. You can get nervous. So one of my favorite phrases is attack the flinch. As soon as I get nervous, I don't let that nervousness set root. I attack it. So the longer you think about it and the more you talk yourself out of it, the longer that nervousness has had to take control of you and that fear, and you won't do it. But as soon as you feel nervous to speak English, do it. Don't allow it in your mind to set root that you can't do this, because you can. I hope you guys enjoyed this lesson. I know me and Patrick had a lot of fun preparing for this and being able to teach you guys. And we had a lot of good comments and a lot of good reactions. So shout out to all my students from Cambodia and Laos for commenting. We love all you guys and want to do everything we can to help you guys learn English. Before we end, Patrick, is there anything you want to say at all?
I believe you said this was going to be on YouTube, right?
Yes, it will be on YouTube, so you can watch the replay and you still can answer the questions as you go along. So if you want to review this again, make sure you watch it on YouTube. And also later today, there should be a podcast coming out, or tomorrow, and then some other things on Facebook for you guys. So make sure you also look out for the English word of the day. He's actually going to help me with that video today. But wanted to let you guys know all my students are awesome, and have fun learning English. So have a great day. We're going to end this off, and we're going to end it with a bang. Patrick and